This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan this morning, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. We're just happy to be with you folks. Wherever you are today, listening over to your radio, your internet, or maybe you've obtained these CDs, they're all available. And we're just happy to be with you. It's been quite a while. Some of you, I haven't heard from you. I'd like to hear from you. We've been bringing you a series of messages that we just completed on this subject, Satan, the God of this world. All of those messages are on CD. And I made our folks here an offer the other night. I just feel terrible because folks don't avail themselves of these messages, these studies, so enlightening to some who have told me. And I made our folks here an offer, and I'm going to make it again at this time. We have, 20 or 25 CDs, and I'm offering to you for a dollar a piece postpaid. Now, my friend, that's probably will cost us money, the CD and the postage. But it's Satan, the God of this world. And we just completed that study, and I've been wrestling and praying and asking the Lord what he would want us to do. And he laid on my heart to bring you some studies now on the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. And I know that it's a deep subject, and I'm not equipped to bring it, but I'm bringing you off what I do know. And I use Pastor Shelton's notes and outlines. I glean from them and other writers, Philpott and J.C. Ryle and others, Ace Spurgeon and Matthew Henry. And I glean from those, and I bring you the best I can on the work of the Holy Spirit. And I know that it's a lost doctrine, a forgotten doctrine. But before we go into the message, I want to just kind of set the scene. I know of the day that we're living in, and it's a terrible thing to look out on the scene. If you have any spiritual sense at all, look out on what's happening out there in the economic world, in the political world, and those things. And then, worst of all, in the religious world. We are living in a day of apostasy where we've gotten away from the old doctrines of God's grace. We no longer hear messages speaking of repentance, speaking of the total depravity of the human heart, talking about the election of God, the predestination of God, the sovereignty of God, and the grace of God. We hardly hear him. I just analyze what we see today, what I see. I'm not critical of these preachers and pastors, evangelists, but I don't hear them get down to where you and I live. They bring great messages or gracious messages on the historicity of the Bible and how we ought to conduct ourselves in our homes, and those things are well and good. I do that myself. But the thrust of God's minister, his message is to preach the gospel. And I know many years ago when the Lord first began to deal with my heart about this work and being the pastor here, I came to this verse, and the Lord laid on my heart. He said, preach the gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke with all longsuffering. And I do that by the grace of God. I know that this ministry, Radio Missions, the Old Trailblazer, this ministry stands apart from the world like a beacon in the night. We are ostracized and criticized because we stick with the old truths of God's Word. And Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. was the founder and the pastor of this ministry for many, many years. He preached 25 years, starting as a young boy, 16, 17 years old. Preached there and was called, went to the seminary in New Orleans and called to pastor this church, First Baptist Church of Algiers. And after all of those years, many years, he was an Armenian preacher, free willer, so-called, he said. And the Lord awakened him to the fact that he was a lost sinner and dealt with his heart and saved him. Now, I know that's a forgotten doctrine, so to speak. And I'll send you that story if you'd like to have it, how and when God saved a Baptist preacher. That's his life story, part of it. And gave him a gracious ministry. It was struggle, struggle, struggle. He never was able to. He was just ostracized and criticized by his brethren, those who knew him before. But the Lord dealt with his heart and saved him and gave him to pastor this ministry. And the Lord began to bless it, and folks were being saved, and up until the time of his death. And he had many, many radio broadcasts, and all of his messages after the Lord saved him we put in print. We have many of those on hand now. We do our own printing here at the Trailblazer Broadcast, and I'll offer you those. I have a catalog of all of his messages, and he was certainly the mentor of this ministry, the brethren that had gone on before me. We use much of his material to glean from. It's not the same message. It's our words put in, but it's a gospel. It's a Bible. You can read the Bible. I didn't write the Bible, but I read it. And I glean from Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Elijah, and all of those others. I glean from them. The Lord give them to us. So we here at this time, beginning to bring you these studies, and I asked you to pray for me. Would you do that? If you know the Lord, or if you want to know the Lord, if you have any spiritual conscience whatsoever, you know the days that we're living in. Perilous times. Our homes are wrecked and ruined with adultery and fornication and dope and drugs. Those things on every hand. The old Trailblazers in his 80s now, and I've seen much happen between the time I was coming up and now. I've seen what we used to call the good old days disappear when times was hard. I was raised on a farm where times was hard. My dad and mother scraped a living out of the earth. We had a little old farm. But I've seen those changes, and I've told you many times, the old Trailblazer, Pastor Pendarvis, was not born and raised in a religious home. We didn't have a religious home. I didn't. But the Lord, I'll just go ahead and tell you, after I got grown, got out of high school and went in the Navy and come home and met my wife. She was a little Baptist girl, religious girl, and I began to go to church with her. And not long, she asked me, pleaded with me to make a decision for Jesus like she had done many years ago. And I did that. I didn't know Genesis from Revelation, but I went there, that little church, for a while, and I saw no change of hearts there. I saw folks just like me. They smoked and drank the beer now and then and all of those things. But the Lord didn't leave me there. I was provided by the providence of God. I know what the providence of God is. The Lord says he knows all about us. And someone invited me to hear, the late doctor, Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. Someone invited me to hear him out there under the old tent out in the country. And I did, and I loved him, loved the ministry. And the Lord let me see and know right away, early on, that what I had was nothing. I just made a decision for Jesus. Is that what you got? I wouldn't want to go out into eternity on that. Would you, my friend? Shake some preacher's hand. That's what I did. I shook that little preacher's hand. He was a little seminary student and holding a revival meeting there at that little church and told me I was saved and baptized me and another fella that night. And about 3 weeks later, he went off with another man's wife, left a wife and children here at home. Oh, my friend, never heard of him since. Well, a lot of folks put a lot of emphasis on shaking a preacher's hand. Well, I'd be in a blowed-up peck of wood, wouldn't I, if I was depending on that man. But the Lord awakened me to the fact that I was a lost sinner there later on under that old tent meeting and further on in New Orleans, and dealt with me over a period of time. It was quite a length of time. My old will had to be broken, and that's a stubborn thing. You know, folks, if you're not saved, it's all because of your will. You're just too stubborn. Just too stubborn. And the scripture says, ye willed not to come to me that you might have life. That's willed. You will not to me to come to me. And every sinner who ever gets saved, that will has to be broken. Oh, my friend, I praise the Lord for breaking my will. The scripture says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Are you a new creature? You know, one of the hallmarks of this ministry is that we're honest. We just honest with you. We don't pull our punches. We don't go around the corner to keep from being true to you. No, sir. We are true to you according to God's word by the grace of God. It's all by the grace of God. I can't come here and tell you you lost and on the road to hell if you don't trust the Lord except by the grace of God. But my friend, that's the truth. I belong to the big church. Well, I don't have anything to do with it. I belong to that church too, but it didn't have anything to do with me. It would just seal my doom, really. But I praise the Lord that He didn't let me go. He called me, awakened me, and put a desire in my heart to know Christ, the reality. And we have a little booklet here by a pastor. One of his messages is The Reality of Christ. If you write me, call me, I'll send it to you. But let me give you that first of all before I forget it. We have an email address here. It's pastor@radiomissions.org. And our website, www.radiomissions.org. Don't forget to put them W's in front of it. And you can look up our website there. And you see a lot about Radio Missions, the old Trailblazer broadcast, and other things. But my friend, I just praise the Lord for being able to come in your home there, in your airplane. I had a man stopping the other day, it was an airline pilot. He told me, he said, Trailblazer, I hear you at 35,000 feet. And I hear you on a regular basis going from here to Memphis or Chicago or somewhere. And I praise the Lord for every endeavor of the work that the Lord has given us to do. It's day by day. We're on 100 radio stations every Sunday with the Voice of Truth broadcast, our regular worship hour broadcast here. And then the old Trailblazer on about 100 stations. We have a radio station in Tennessee on WWCR, shortwave, goes all over the world. We have broadcast in Northern Ireland. And now we have what we call Radio Missions Radio. You go there on our website and you see a little app there, they call it Radio Missions Radio. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll get into that more, and later on, many of you know that already. But we're looking at beginning probably tomorrow, bringing you some studies on the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit. And I hope you'll listen. I hope you'll call over the back fence and tell your neighbor, old Trailblazer's on over there. He's an old fool. He don't know much, but he's telling us the truth. Would you do that? And then write me. I have folks write me and say, Trailblazer, I hear you every day, and I like that down-to-earth preaching. I like that homespun preaching, and I tell folks of some of the things that happened in my life when I was growing up down here on the farm, and folks like to hear that. I don't have any great theological education. No, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. That's all I am, folks, praising the Lord, looking forward to going home to be with the Lord, but before that, being true to your soul day in and day out. And that's what we do. Folks are supporting the work here. I ask you to help us if you can. We don't beg you for money. We don't do those things. We don't have car washes and T-shirt sales and all of those things, no. We just trust the Lord day by day, and He supplied the work. This ministry has been broadcasting since 1943, back there many, many years ago, and the Lord's blessing it. One here and one there being saved, one here and one there being blessed. And folks are writing, send me an offering on a regular basis. Many folks do that. I had a lady call me the other day, said, you mean you have to pay for these radio stations? I said, yes, ma'am. And she wanted to help us with the station. But she said, I didn't realize you had to pay for it. Well, I don't know. You know, nothing's free these days, are they? No, except the grace of God. You know, it's free. It is, but it would cost our Lord everything. Somebody asked, well, how much did the Lord pay? I don't know how much He paid, but He paid it all. Paid my sin debt. Paid the old Trailblazer. Washed him whiter than snow. So it's been good to have you with us. We're just getting started. Tomorrow we'll get into our message on the work of the Holy Spirit. Looking at that on a deep study, I hope. You pray for me. Will you do that? Goodbye, and God bless you.